This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Oh, hello, and welcome again to Just Stuff, the show where we talk about just stuff. It is Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025, and I hope you're having a wonderful day. So my name is Whitney Wallace, and I'm filling in today for your regular host, BJ. BJ had to be out today, and she asked me to step in for her, and I'm excited that I get to spend some time with you. Today's show will be all about gut health. So a little background about myself. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, and I love talking about health and nutrition. I think it's so important for all of us to be informed about our bodies and health so that we can be empowered to make the best decisions to optimize our own personal health and well-being. So I've been married to my husband, Alvin, for 12 years, and we have four children with another on the way. And over the years, I've seen the importance of improving gut health within my patients that I've worked with, my own family, and even within myself. All right, so without further delay, let's get into today's topic. Do you ever struggle with stomach issues? Most people do at one time or another. And I know it can be a little bit embarrassing to talk about, but it's important, and you're not alone if you do struggle with those things. And it can look like problems such as gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, heartburn, nausea, or abdominal pain. If that sounds too familiar to you, then this show is for you. So let's jump in and talk about gut health. You've probably heard the phrase gut health, but what does that really mean? So when we say gut health, we're talking about the well-being of the gastrointestinal tract. And I'm going to say GI tract for short. The GI tract is your insides from the mouth to the rectum. So that includes the mouth, the esophagus, the stomach, the small intestine, the large intestine, and the rectum. So that's all the way down your body. So, of course, this is the route the food you eat takes when it's digested. Gut health also includes microbiome health. So this is pretty cool, but each person has trillions of microscopic organisms in their body, which make up the microbiome. Can you believe that? Our bodies are full of bacteria, fungi, and viruses. Now, don't worry. Most of these microorganisms are actually good for us and beneficial to our health. Therefore, a healthy balance of organisms in the gut is a big part of gut health. Finally, gut health includes good digestion, which is how the GI tract breaks down food and absorbs nutrients from your food. So just to recap, when I talk about gut health, I'm talking about the GI tract, the microbiome, and digestion, all of that together. So how important is gut health to our well-being? Is this something you should think about or worry about or consider in your health? And I would say yes, gut health is really important for your overall well-being. Some reasons might be obvious to you, and some may even surprise you. So the main thing is good digestion. You want to feel good when you eat your food. You don't want to have pain and trouble digesting things. You want to feel good and feel full of energy. And so good health leads to regular and healthy bowel movements. It's going to help you have no bloating or pain, and it's going to help your body absorb nutrients properly, because you want to get those nutrients from your food. That's important to, you know, your overall health. So gut health is also important because it will help you have a strong immune system. Did you know that about 70 to 80% of your immune system is in your gut? So it's a whole lot going on with your immune system, but a lot of it is in your gut, and that includes cells that fight harmful infections and can even kill cancer cells that are starting to grow. When you support your gut and you're feeding your gut good things that it needs, it in turn helps you and your immune system. Oh, finally, which might not be something that you've thought about, but gut health is really important to our well-being because it can actually improve your mood. There's something called the gut-brain axis, and this is a connection between your brain and your gut. Think about it. Have you ever been nervous or stressed out and had what we call butterflies in your stomach? So this is a real thing. The gut and the brain send signals to each other all the time, and they affect each other. Scientists have discovered that a healthy gut can improve your mood and your mental clarity. So that's really important, because this is something that affects all of us in our everyday life. All right, so what happens to your body when you don't have proper gut health? Well, it will be the opposite of the things we just talked about. So, you know, you're going to experience digestion problems. So that can look like recurrent constipation or recurrent diarrhea, bloating or pain after eating, even eventually malnutrition and nutrient deficiencies if your gut is not absorbing the nutrients from your food properly. Also, poor gut health can lead to a weaker immune system. So that means you can catch colds and the flu and things like that more often. And when you are sick, it can take you longer to recover and get better from it. And finally, the gut-brain axis will be off. Remember, we talked about that. And so if your gut is not healthy, you may experience brain fog and fatigue and even irritability. So these are things that I don't want for you, and I don't think you want for yourself. And so just taking care of our gut, feeding our body the foods and things that it needs, can really improve our gut health. So, yes, there is hope. That's a lot to take in, but I promise there is good news. We can improve our gut health and maintain gut health with some healthy habits. The main ways that you can improve and maintain gut health are by eating healthy, managing stress, exercising, and avoiding excessive antibiotics. So let's break these down. Let's talk about each of these. Healthy eating. You've heard this before. This is nothing new. But a good thing to do to support your gut is to choose whole foods as much as possible. And what I mean by that is foods that are, they look like they are from the farm as much as possible. Cook from scratch as much as possible. And avoid ultra-processed foods. Now, that's foods that have had chemicals and ingredients added to them that are unnatural. You can kind of think of it as foods your grandmother or great-grandmother wouldn't even recognize. And a big one is to avoid extra refined sugar. In general, us as Americans, we eat way too much sugar, and it causes not just problems in our gut, but all over our body. And so that's something to really watch and cut back on. And unfortunately, so many of the ready-to-eat foods and convenience foods do have sugar added to it, which, again, is not a good thing to have a lot of those foods. So I urge you to choose real foods, and we will talk more about how you can do that practically at home in a little bit. The second way to maintain good gut health, and this is huge, so big, is to manage stress. Like we talked about earlier with the gut-brain axis, what's going on in our mind does affect our gut. Chronic stress over long periods of time does so much damage to the natural balance in the gut. Now, of course, stress is a part of everyday life. Nobody lives in a bubble away from any problems. But the key here is to find healthy ways to manage our stress and become more resilient to it. So, some ways to manage stress are, number one, prayer and spiritual growth. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If not, I highly, highly recommend getting to know him. Developing a relationship with Jesus and daily prayer are not only good for your soul, but good for your health right now. So let me read from Philippians. I'm going to read Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, if you want to look that up. So Philippians 4, verse 6. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." All right, so, you know, think about what this is saying. This is saying that life is stressful, but God can give us peace. You don't have to carry everything on your own. In fact, he doesn't want you to carry everything on your own. He didn't design us to. And so be in prayer. Have a relationship with God. Be in prayer and grow every day spiritually. And you will gain peace and be able to manage stress better than if you were just on your own. And to prove it another way, science is actually catching up to what God told us thousands of years ago. Studies show that prayer actually lowers blood pressure and stress hormones. And what we focus on does affect our mental health and stress. So take breaks from watching the negative news. Reduce your time scrolling on social media. Set your mind on things that are lovely and praiseworthy, and watch your mindset and your overall stress level change. So some other ways to manage stress are to get outside every day and enjoy nature. Get some fresh air and sunshine. Spend time with loved ones. Being around positive family and friends can do so much to boost your mental health and reduce stress at the same time. My next tip to maintain good gut health is exercise. So stay active and keep moving. Whatever that looks like at your fitness level, do that and just stay active. That can be just a walk around your neighborhood. That can be going to the gym. That can be lifting some weights at home. It can be putting on a YouTube video and walking along with the video. So any of those things are fine. Whatever you can do at your level for exercise, do that. Exercise is good to keep your GI tract moving like it should, and exercise also helps to lower stress, which is a win-win for the gut. Okay, and finally, to maintain good health, avoid excessive antibiotics. Now, of course, antibiotics are great and life-saving when we truly need them, but sometimes antibiotics are not necessary. Antibiotics work to kill the bad bacteria in your body, but they also kill the good, beneficial bacteria in your body. So remember how we talked about how important the balance of bacteria in your GI tract is? We don't want to completely throw that off with too much antibiotics. So be sure to work with your doctor and make sure that the antibiotics you've been prescribed are truly necessary for you. All right, so moving on, you've probably heard of something called probiotics. So what are probiotics? Probiotics are healthy or beneficial bacteria for your GI tract. And these can be taken in a supplement form, like a pill, or it's in some of the foods we eat naturally. A good quality probiotic supplement can help support your gut health. And sometimes you only need a probiotic for a period of time to help the body heal and reset. But I will say, if you take a good quality probiotic, but on top of that, you're still eating a ton of junk food and a ton of sugar, it's not going to do much. You're not going to see much effect. So a probiotic is part of an overall healthy lifestyle that can support good gut health. I hope that makes sense. And you can maintain gut health without a probiotic supplement. Like I said, there are foods that are naturally high in probiotics or healthy bacteria. Fermented foods contain probiotics, which are great for gut health. And some examples of probiotic-rich foods are things like sauerkraut, sourdough, pickles, yogurt, buttermilk, and apple cider vinegar. Consuming fermented foods often will help improve gut health. All right, so moving on, let's take some time and talk about how we can do all of this in real life. Okay, so what meals and snacks should you eat to support your gut? What things can you be doing as far as your food to help with gut health? All right, let's talk about some food options. Remember, the goal here is to choose more real foods in their natural form and consume less ultra-processed foods. So my first food that is just a superstar for gut health is homemade soup. So if you're not a good cook, don't be intimidated, please, because homemade soup is fairly easy to do. You can do this on the stove, but I think it's even easier if you use a pressure cooker or a slow cooker. So what you're going to do, you need to combine a whole chicken and all the vegetables, like carrots, celery, and onion. And, of course, add seasonings to add flavor, such as salt, pepper, sage, cumin, oregano, chili powder, and others, whatever is to your taste preferences. And then you're going to add water and cook until everything is cooked through and tender. And not only is it delicious, but homemade soup is so good for your gut health. Because when you cook down the bones of an animal, the bones release collagen. Now, collagen is a connective tissue that works great to heal and repair the lining of the GI tract. So it's really good for us. You can also save the bones from your meat and cook those bones again to make more bone broth, and then use that bone broth in other recipes. Another reason I love homemade soup is because it's warm and well-cooked, which makes it easier for your system to digest. Another food to include often for good gut health are beans. Beans contain lots of fiber and nutrients and keep your GI tract cleaned out. There are many ways to use beans in cooking. And if you're using dried beans, you always want to soak them in water overnight before cooking with them. And this just helps to remove some of the compounds that can make beans harder to digest. So the first way to use beans is beans and rice. This is a very simple Southern staple, and it's delicious and nutritious. Again, same with the soup. You can cook beans on the stovetop, or you can cook them in a pressure cooker or slow cooker, whatever works best for you. You're going to combine the beans seasoning to your taste preferences and water. You can even add in a bone for extra flavor and nutrients, and cook everything until it's tender. Serve that on top of rice that you cooked with your homemade bone broth, and you have a filling, delicious meal that is supporting your gut health. Another way to incorporate beans is to make chili. I'm thinking about chili because it's kind of cold outside today. So again, combine the meat, beans, tomato, onion, seasonings, and water or bone broth, and cook. Chili is another great and easy way to get in lots of those gut-healthy foods. Now, the foods I just mentioned, they all tend to make big portions, right? Like a soup is going to make a lot of soup. Chili can make a lot, and beans and rice, you can make a lot of that as well. So if it's just you, if you live alone or if you have a small family and you're thinking, I can't cook all of that, what am I going to do with all that food? All of these things are very good foods to freeze and use later. So if you make a soup, you can take out the soup that you're going to consume, that you're going to eat over the next couple of days. And what you don't want, just put it in Ziploc freezer bags and put it in your freezer. It'll stay good for a while, and on a day when you don't feel like cooking anything, just thaw that out, and it'll be good to go. Just warm it up, and it'll still taste great. So, always remember that. If you have too much food at once, you can freeze a lot of things and save it for later. All right, so we talked about homemade soups and beans. Another food to support gut health is vegetables. Vegetables are full of fiber, vitamins, minerals, and they all support your GI tract. So I want you to try a variety of vegetables, especially dark green leafy vegetables, and try cooking them in different ways to keep things interesting. Are you just not a fan of veggies and you just can't get with it? Well, experiment with different seasoning blends. Sometimes we just need another flavor added to the vegetables to make them more tasty. So some ways that I like to cook veggies are to roast them in the oven, grill them, eat them raw in a salad, or use a dip like hummus or salsa. You can also steam vegetables or mix them into soups and stews, like I mentioned before. All right, so let's talk about some gut-healthy, friendly snacks. Earlier we talked about probiotics, so of course yogurt is a great gut-healthy food. Now, yogurts, you have to watch out. There are a lot of yogurts on the market that have too much sugar added to them. So if you're at the grocery store, I recommend you take some time and compare yogurts and choose the yogurt that has the least added sugar. You can always sweeten it yourself with a little raw honey or some fruit added to it. Fruit also makes a good snack by itself. Fruit contains fiber, vitamins, and minerals, and it's a great and easy thing to have as a snack. Nuts and seeds are also a good gut-healthy snack. Again, they contain fiber, vitamins, and minerals that your gut needs. And so if you like to experiment and try new things in the kitchen like I do, you might enjoy making your own fermented foods. Once you learn the basics, making fermented foods is quite easy. Things like sauerkraut, pickles, sourdough bread, even yogurt are gut-friendly, probiotic-rich foods that you can make at home. And as an added bonus, you have control over the ingredients that are added to them. So if you're interested in that, you can check out a cookbook on fermented foods or search for fermented food recipes on YouTube, and you'll learn all about it. Well, guys, that wraps up my time with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this talk has helped you in some way on your health journey. Please let the show know if you have questions or would like more on this topic. BJ plans to be back with you next week with another episode of Just Stuff. But for now, have a good day and God bless. Thank you.
My spirit,
please come.